Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it's great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 24th day of the month of Av. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. The podcast, the archive for the entire history of the Tehillim call is available on demand at ou.org/Tehillim. It is up to date, current as of this past Friday. It looks like we're going to hopefully have it regularly updated on Fridays and for the coming following up from each week. So that's ou.org/Tehillim. And you can go back all the way to our first call, which was almost a year and a half ago. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yitzi Sprung of Congregation Or Torah in Skokie, Illinois, to share Dibre Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Sprung slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishaber Achon Cholin and Achenu. Lechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Sprung.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. Welcome, everyone. Just a short thought, some words to encourage us as we approach Parshat Re'eh. The Parsha tells us, Re'eh Anochi Noten Lifneichem Hayom Beracha Uklala. See that I have placed before you today a blessing and a curse. And Rabbi Ovadia Sforno, the great medieval commentator, he says, it's not enough in life to just know somewhere out there there's bracha, there's a blessing, uklala, and there's a curse. He says, re'eh, you have to look very, very well. Because so many of us, we just want to get through the day. We just want to be. But that's not the right way to do things, he says. Habita uro'e, look very, very carefully, look well, look for a long time. Shelo yiya inyanacha al ofen benoni. That your matters in your life, they shouldn't be middling, like so many people out there in the world, like so many of us, if we're honest with ourselves. Ki omnam enochi noten lifneichem hayom bracha ukala. Today I'm giving you bracha ukala, a blessing and a curse. These are the two ends of the spectrum of human behavior and the possibilities of human life. We need to seek out greatness, spiritual greatness, moral greatness, emotional greatness. We need to look for it all. But that's very nice. How shall we do that? It's so good to say, oh, you know what? I want to be a great person. How can I put it into action? And we're so lucky that the Rambam actually tells us this in Hilchot Deot, his laws of character, in the first chapter in the 17th law. And he says, "V'kifat yergil ha'adam atzmo b'deot elu." How can a person actually become a great person? How do we live properly? And he says it so simply. Ya'aseh v'yishneh v'yishalesh b'ma'asim sh'oseh. You know what you got to do? Whatever behaviors you think are good, do it once, do it twice, do it three times. And in fact, he says, this is what Avram Avinu, our forefather Abraham, taught his children. Because the Pasuk says that Hashem knew about him. Hashem knows about him that he'll command his children properly, how to live properly. Anyone who lives properly, anyone who walks in Avram Avinu's path, the Rambam says, Mevi Tova, that person brings good, Ubracha L'atzmo. That person brings blessing for themselves. So, for us, we know that we don't look for mediocrity. We look for greatness. But very conveniently and amazingly, it's so accessible to us. We keep Torah, we keep mitzvot, we keep our eyes on the ball. And if we practice enough, we will be able to enjoy all of the brachot promised in the Torah, all of the blessings promised everywhere in our tradition. Thank you so much for joining me today. And we should all have a schut to just enjoy the blessings outlined in our tradition. Please join me now to say chapter 20 in Tehillim. That would be Perek Chas. Lam natseach mizmor leDavid. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara. Yifagevcha Hashem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach ezracha mikodesh umitzion yisadecha. Yizkor kol minchotecha. Volatecha yidashna sela. Yitein lecha kilvavecha. Techol atfatecha yimalei. Niranena tishuatecha. Uvashem Eloheinu nidgol. Yemale Adonai kol mishalotecha. Ata yadati ki yoshia Adonai mishicho. Ya'aneu mishmei kodcho. Bigvot yeshaimino. Eila varechav. Veila vasusim. Va'anachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nafkir. Hema karu v'nafalu. Va'anachnu kamnu v'nitodad. Adonai Oshia, HaMelech Ya'aninu, V'yom Kareinu. Please turn now to Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai Roi lo echsar. Binotresha yarvifeni, almei menuchot yinahaleini. Nafshi yishovev, yamcheni v'magalei tzedek lema'an shemo. Gam ki elech v'gei tzamavet, lo ira ra ki ata imadi. Shivtecha u'mishkantecha heima yenachamuni. Daroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorerai. Dishanta v'shemen roshi kosi levaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayai. Bishati beveit Adonai, lorech yamim. Please turn now to Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir lamalot, esai nai el harim, meayin yavo ezri. Ezri meim Adonai, ose shamayim v'aret. Al yitein lamot raglecha, Ayanum shamarecha, inei lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shamarecha, Adonai tilecha al yad yaminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, viyareyach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeitcha v'acha me'ata yad olam. Please turn now to Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir hamalot v'ma'amakim kraticha Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli. Tiena oznacha kashuvot v'kol tachnunai. Im avonot tishmor ya Adonai mi yamod ki imcha haslicha lema'an tivarei ki viti Adonai kivata nafshi v'lidvaro hochalti nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Im Adonai HaChesed Barvei Mofenut Vehu Yifted Yisrael Mikol Avonotav הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם ולרפאותם, להחזיקם ולהחיותם, לשלח להם מהרה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים לרמה חבריהם, ששגיתיהם בתוך שאר כל ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתל בעגלה בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים, מפה ושביה, עומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם יוציאים מטר לבחה, ומאפילה לאורה משיבוד לגאולה, השתה בעגלה בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Sprung. I also want to wish you hatzlacha in the transition for your family, moving from Chicago soon to Houston, where you're assuming the position at the United Orthodox Synagogue. So I imagine these coming weeks will be busy ones, but they should be easy and an easy transition for you and your family, and a mazel tov on the upcoming new position. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered, latova, for good, and whatever it is that we may be praying for, may all of our tefillot, may all of our prayers be answered for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program with hearts full of faith. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.